Oasis Audio presents Cleopatra's Moon by Vicky Alvear Schechter. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. On a Roman ship to Africa, in what would have been the 26th year of my mother's reign, in my 16th year, 25 BCE. "Get rid of that body now, or my men will mutiny!" the captain yelled from the other side of the door. A stylus on the floor rolled with the movement of the ship. The flame from the hanging bronze lamp flickered. Still, I did not respond. "Little Moon," my old nurse Zosima whispered, "please, you must say something." No one had called me Little Moon in so long. The endearment brought a wave of sorrow and grief crashing up from my center, but I swallowed it down. I had to stay in control. "Talk to him through the door," I said, "but do not open it." The captain must have heard our murmurs. "Do you hear me?" he cried. "The longer you hide in the cabin with the body, the more my men think you practice the dark arts, that you are a sorceress like your mother. Do you understand the danger?"
"Tell him we will do what he wants at sunrise," I said to Zosima, not a moment sooner.